Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića. We'll be right back.
Dobar dan, želimo ime Žikica Simić, ovo je Neonska duga, Radio Beograd 2. Na početku večerašnje emisije, koja je inače 13. po redu, čuli smo pesmu Born for Me, izve sastava I Don't Cares, zapravo duet koji čine Paul Westerberg I Juliana Hatfield, nekada velike zvezde ove rock muzike u nekim drugim sastavima. Ovog puta su udružili snage u okviru projekta I Don't Care, snimili vrlo zanimljiv album Wild Stab, sa koga smo čuli, rekoh, ovu pesmu Born for Me, koju inače znamo od ranije, ona se već pojavila na Westerbergovom albumu Suicide Gratification 1999. godine. Nastavit ćemo uz Boba Molda, čoveka koji je takođe ranih decenija imao jednu fenomenalnu grupu za koju mnogi kažu da je jedna od najboljih rock grupa koja je ikad svirala ovu muziku. Sastav se zove Hisker Diri, predvodio ga je Bob Mould zajedno sa svojim kompanjonom Grantom Hartom. Bob Mould ima vrlo uspešnu karijeru za razliku od Granta Harta i ovih dana se oglasio Mould novim albumom koji se zove Patch the Sky. Ponovo je tu plasirao taj svoj čuveni amalgam, mešao je buku I depresiju na jedan vrlo ovako neobičan način koji mu je I doneo ovaj status koji ima u ovoj muzici svih ovih godina. Izvanredna ploča Boba Moulda I pored svih tih nekih godina koje su protekli, svih kriza koje on preživljava kako privatno tako I u profesiji, čućemo dve pesme sa tog odličnog albuma, zovu se Voices in My Head I Losing Sleep, ovo je Bob Mould.
Voices in my head, strange and
Bio Bob Mould, njegovog novog albuma Patch the Sky, čuli smo dve pesme, Voices in My Head i Losing Sleep. U ovoj prvoj Bob Mould se pita mogu li da nađem istinu u buci, to je ono što on traži tokom te svoje fantastične rock karijere, naime pokušava da u toj buci koja maskira svoje sjajne pesme pronađe nekakvu istinu o sebi i o životu koji živi. Sastav Husker Du koji je on predvodio 80. i 90. godina prošlog veka je jedna od najvećih rock grupa našeg vremena i iskoristit ćemo priliku koje nam je dao ovim novim albumom Bob Mould, da se podsjetimo muzike koje je stvarao u doba dok je svirao u tom triju iz Minneapolisa, koje se zove Husker Du, jel što na švedskom, kako smo se informisali, znači da li se sećate, da čujemo neke pesme, a sve to sa jednog spiska koji inače Bob Mould nedavno napravio za potrebe legendarnog rock magazina Rolling Stone. On je odabrao 15 pesama iz te svoje fantastične i dugovečne karijere i taj spisak je naslovljen Moj život u 15 pesama. Na tom spisku se nalaze, znači, ove pesme koje ćemo emitovati u narednim segmentima. Prva od njih će biti numera Chartered Trips sa već legendarne kultne ploče sastava Husker Du, Zen Arcade. To je bio jedan konceptualni album koji se pojavio u okviru tog hardcore pokreta, što je bila zaista prava senzacija. Bob Mould je tu napisao neke vrlo važne pesme, jedna od njih je i ova Chartered Trips koja govori zapravo o tom putovanju po turnejama autobusom. A odmah potom slušamo i sa albuma New Day Rising pesmu I Apologize, koja je takođe jako važna za Boba Moulda zbog toga što na neki način predstavlja njegovo izvinjenje onima koji su njemu bliski zbog nekih neobičnih načina i života koje je on vodio u tim nekim ranim godinama svog života dok je svirao u sastavu Husker Du. Ovo je numera koja se zove Chartered Trips, a sastav je Husker Du.
The sky's a limit, and it's harder to find. But it's all better.
Neonska duga. I apologize.
Fenomenalna nezaborna muzika sastava Hisker Din, umir I Apologize sa njihovog albuma New Day Rising iz 1985. godine. U ovom delu večerašnjeg izdanja emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2, koje smo posvetili Bobu Moldu, njegovoj fantastičnoj karijeri, a pre svega fantastičnim pesmama koje je pisao tokom te karijere, a koje su uvek bile i neobične i provokativne, a i istovremeno pravi rokerski proizvodi, kao što ste mogli da zaključite slušajući ovo koje se upravo završilo. Još uvek ćemo ostati kod muzike sastava Hisker D, jer smatramo da je to nešto najbolje što smo mogli da čujemo decenijama unazad, sa albuma Candy Apple Grey iz 1986. godine. To je album koji su oni snimili za kompaniju Warner Brothers, znači kad su već postali veliki bend i prešli u, kako bi se reklo, velike rokerske vode. Čućemo pesmu Hardly Getting Over It, koja je opet u skladu sa poetikom Boba Molda, ima jednu mračnu temu, naime bavi se porodičnim nekim stvarima, tragičnim stvarima, kako pojedini članovi porodice polako napuštaju život i kako oni koji ostaju posle njih moraju na neki način da se izbore sa tim činjenicama. To, o tome govori pesma Hardly Getting Over It, a potom slušamo i numeru Warehouse, sa albuma Warehouse Songs and Stories, koja se zove Bed of Nails. To je pesma koja je zapravo govori o tome kako se jedan bend završava svoju karijeru. U njoj ima nečeg što je, kako kaže Bob Mould, što je preuzeto iz načina na koji rock muziku svira Neil Young. Album Warehouse Songs and Stories je zapravo predstavlja kraj benda Hisker D. On je izašao 1989. godine, ali je i takođe jedna fantastična ploča, da ne kažem pravo malo remek delo. Ovo je sastav Hisker D, pesma se zove Hardly Getting Over It. Yeah.
Radio Beograd 2.
Radio Beograd 2 i Pokret Gorana Vojvodine i ove godine organizuju akciju Tražimo zagađivača i zaštitnike životne sredine. U akciji mogu učestvovati svi zainteresovani građani, pojedinci, udruženja, organizacije, institucije, tako što će popuniti prijavne formulare koji su dostupni na sajtovima Radio Beograda i pokreta Gorana Vojvodine. Popunjene formulare sa vašim predlogom za nosioce priznanja Zeleni i Crni list možete poslati do 15. aprila na e-mail office@pgv.org.rs ili poštom na adresu Radio Beograd 2, Hilandarska 2, 11.000 Beograd ili Pokret Gorana Vojvodine, Mitropolita Stratimirovića 5, 21.205 Sremski Karlovci. Priznanja će biti uručena dobitnicima na završnoj svečanosti 26. aprila.
Pre ovog reklamnog dela čuli smo Boba Molda i to u pesmi koja se zove Bed of Nails i koja potiče sa opuštenog albuma grupe Husker Dick koju on predvodio sa Grantom Hartom 80. godina prošlog veka koje su nam dali najbolju muziku iz tog perioda. Bed of Nails je pesma koja se također nalazi na tom spisku koju je rekoh Bob Mold napravio za potrebe magazina Rolling Stone, a pod naslovom 15 pesama, Moj život u 15 pesama, i mi ćemo nastaviti dalje da pratimo taj spisak i još malo da slušamo muziku Boba Molda u onom delu karijere posle sastava Husker Du. Napravit ćemo jedan pravi mali, kako se to kaže, tour de force, čućemo tri njegove sjajne pesme iz tog dela karijere. Prvo sa debitantskog solo albuma Workbook ćemo čuti numeru koja se zove See a Little Light, da bismo odmah potom čuli njegov sastav Sugar, koji je bio jako popularan kod nas, to je također bio trio, čućemo ga u pesmi JC Auto, a ceo segment ćemo završiti pesmom koja se nalazi na novom albumu Boba Molda, koji se nedavno pojavio, koji se zove Patch the Sky, koji nas je zapravo inspirisao na celu ovu priču o Moldu. Prvo što nam dolazi na red jeste ta pesma koja se zove See a Little Light, koja se nalazi na tom albumu Workbook, koji je izašao 1989. godine, a u kojome Bobu Moldu pomažu zaista sjajni muzičari kao što su bili Anton Fier i Tony Maimone. Evo kako to zvuči, ovo je Bob Mold. We've gone.
Rock and Roll Magazine. Balkanska duga.
Eko. Simfonijski orkestar RTS-a. Koncert iz ciklusa Mladi i uspešni. Milena Vilke, violina. Dirigent Stanko Jovanović. Program Tošić Rondo. Mozart, koncert za violinu A-dur. Mendelssohn, San letnje noći. Kolarčeva zadužbina, četvrtak, 14. april, 20 časova. Karte u prodaji na blagajni Kolarčeve zadužbine.
Novo. Goga Stanić. U prodaji PGP RTS.
Nova predstava Beogradskog dramskog pozorišta Moje dete po tekstu Stojana Srdića u režiji Ane Đorđević. Vidimo se na Crvenom krstu.
Eko.
Slušate Radio Beograd 2. Naše emisije možete slušati uživo ili preuzeti nakon emitovanja na našem sajtu rts.rs/radiobeograd2.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo pesmu The End of Things sa novog albuma Boba Molda Patch the Sky. To je još jedna apokaliptična pesma Boba Molda u skladu sa njegovom poetikom. I na taj način smo završili ovaj deo večerašnjeg izdanja emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2, koji smo posvetili Bobu Moldu, jednom od najvećih likova na aktualnoj sceni, a takođe i u nekim prošlim vremenima sa sastavom Husker Du, tamo 80. godina prošlog veka. I sad smo takođe došli do jednog velikog rock muzičara koji dolazi iz istog tog vremena, iz 80. godina prošlog veka. Naime, pre 4 dana navršilo se tačno 20 godina od smrti Jeffrey Lee Pierce, čoveka koji je predvodio sastav Gun Club, takođe jednu veliku grupu kao što je i Husker Du bila, koja je na jedan vrlo specifičan način svirala blues muziku, recimo. I mi smo odlučili takođe da i napravimo mali omaž Jeffrey Lee Pierce-u, jer je takođe se radi o jednoj izuzetnoj rockerskoj personi koju smo imali prilike čak i u Beogradu da slušamo na onom legendarnom koncertu grupe Gun Club, o kome fanovi te grupi dan danas pripovedaju. Jeffrey Lee Pierce je umro 31. marta 1996. godine, sa sastavom Gun Club stvarao je sjajnu muziku. Debitovali su 81. godine albumom Fire of Love, sa koga ćemo čuti pesmu Sex Beat, jednu verovatno najboljih pesama napravljenih u zadnjih 50. godina, i odmah potom sa albumom Miami iz 1982. godine, pesma koja otvara taj album, zove se Carry Home. Ovu pesmu mnogi znaju i u izvođenju legendarnog Marka Lanegana. Ovo su Gun Club, a ovo je Sex Beat.
Johnny's got a lot of his eyes in. Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a mucky shine on his head, and Deborah Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn. They can move and burn. They can throw themselves against the wall, but they creep for what they need, and they explode.
Come down to the little garden with me. Come go with me. Come go and see. Though I howl across fields and my eyes turn gray, are you still the same? Are you still the same? Carry home, I have returned. Through so many highways and so many tears.
So many highways and so many tears. Carry home to where I am from. Carry to the place that I have come. Carry to the dust and flies behind me. Carry to the cracks and caves on the face of me. Oh, but I didn't change. I just had to work. Turn gray. Are you still the same? Are you still the same? So carry home. I have returned through so many highways and so many tears.
Yeah.
Niko nije pevao niti pisao pesme kao što je to radio Jeffrey Lee Pierce. Ovaj deo emisije posvetili smo njemu. 20 godina njegove smrti, 31. marta se tačno navršilo. Predvodio je sastav Gun Club, imao je jedan, kako bih rekao, jednu mračnu karijeru. Čovjek koji je sagoreo u ovoj muzici, koji je, eto, tako izgoreo u rock'n'rollu, ali ove pesme su ostali kao večiti spomenik tom jednom samožrtvovanju koje je sam sebe podvrgao Jeffrey Lee Pierce. Njegov kompanjon iz tih nekih posljednjih dana njegove karijere, Cypress Grove, je preturujući po stanu pronašao čitav niz nekih kaseta sa demo snimcima Jeffrey Lee Pierce-a, što je njega inspirisalo da napravi jedan projekat koji se zove Jeffrey Lee Pierce Session Project. Tri toma su izašla tog projekta. Prvi od njih se zove We Are Only Riders i mi ćemo sada čuti kako je jedno od tih kasnije pronađenih pesama Jeffrey Lee Pierce-a pod imenom Rambling Kind na toj ploči koja je izašla 2009. godine otpevao Nick Cave, koji je, ja mislim, jedini pravi sledbenik Jeffrey Lee Pierce-a, baš kao i Mark Lanegan. Da bismo ceo ovaj segment i ovaj omaž Jeffrey Lee Pierce-u završili pesmom koja se donekle razlikuje od onoga što je on inače stvarao u karijeri, ali koja je potpuno fantastična, predstavlja remek dela u svakom pogledu. Ono se zove Breaking Hands, pojavila se na njegovom albumu Mother Juno. To je jedan album koji se možda razlikuje od onoga što smo ranije slušali u karijeri Gun Club, ali ova pesma Breaking Hands je nešto što nikog ne ostavlja ravnodušnim. Dok Jeffrey Lee Pierce ne otpeva tu pesmu, slušamo njegovog velikog sledbenika Nicka Cave-a u numeri Ramblin' Kind.
Darker times. Life is
many roads. You need to choose which way to go. You'll come and come to ride that road. And in the hands of God, for your soul. In the hands of God. There once was a man who spoke no fear. He searched for truth to bring him near. And off he went to ride that road. He had a rambling soul and a rambling mind. He had a rambling mind. Well, he looked for the time and it had gone. He felt that he'd been left too long, and the people called about the ancient times. Some say he buried things again. Ah, he had a rambling mind. And when he come from miles away just to speak his words, there he'd stay. The people saw things on the rise, spending all his years side by side. He had a rambling mind. Jerry Dwight, they ragged him up and stole his words. This time they might never take him back again. Man, he's a rambling mind. Yeah, mama said you better behave. Stop that bickering from the grave. They'll stab you right up through the back, and then your words will be gone for even trying.
Neonska duga.
bio je sastav Gun Club sa albuma Mother Juno, čuli smo pesmu The Breaking Hands, pre toga smo čuli Nika Cave-a kako peva pesmu Jeffrey Lee Pierce-a, kasnije pronađeno, jel, posle smrti Jeffrey Lee Pierce-a, Ramblin' Mind, sa projekta We Are Only Riders iz 2009. godine i na taj način smo odali počast sa Jeffrey Lee Pierce-u, ovo je emisija, jednostavno nije mogla da prođe bez jednog takvog čina, mislim da ćemo naići na vaše razumevanje zbog toga, a mi nastavljamo dalje uz domaće bendove, kako smo to već uobičajili, po tri pesme koje naši bendovi izvode su na repertoaru emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2, ovog puta ćemo čuti sastav Ahile koje je nedavno zapravo pre dva dana promovisao svoj novi album Kapetane Brate, sa on ima jedan poseban muzički izraz koji na neki način spaja poeziju i kabare i to rade, ja mislim, vrlo uspešno. Sa albuma Kapetane Brate čućemo pesmu Novembar. Ovaj bend Ahilej voli da stihove nekih poznatih domaćih i stranih pesnika prilagođava muzici, tako je bilo i ovom prilikom, to su numera Novembar je urađena na stihove pesnika Miloša Živanovića. A potom slušamo mladi bend iz Pančeva, koji se zove Butch Cassidy, koji je nedavno objavio EP sa tri pesme, Španska serija se zove, a također su i pre desetak dana nastupali u Beogradskoj dvorani Božidarac, imali prilično uspeha kod publike, radi se o mladim momcima iz Pančeva, koji kažu da pišu i stvaraju autorsku muziku koja se njima sviđa, a pre svega inspirisana njihovim ličnim neuspesima. Vrlo je to lepo i simpatično napisano. Sa tog njihovog EP-a slušamo pesmu Ja imam plan, u izvođenju sastava Butch Cassidy, koji se meni jako dopada i koji će, ja mislim, imati dobru karijeru ukoliko izdrže ovim putem. I na kraju ćemo čuti sastav Biti pa Tibi, koji smo već slušali prošle nedelje u ovoj emisiji, sa jedan live snimak sa Broda 2044, numero je Okean, a sve to i kao najava za novi album ovog sastava i najava za njihov koncert koji će sledeće subote 9. ovog meseca biti održan u klubu Elektro Pionir. Radi se o jednoj zanimljivoj beogradskoj grupi koju treba u svakom slučaju podržati. Ovo je znači naš domaći rok, ovo su Ahile i pesme Novembar.
Kišom poliva sećanja. slika je upadljivo čudna, novembar je sve bliži. Zurim ulice, preteške bolesti, u prozorska okna ogledala straha, sve se gužva i mrsi, pred slikom izbušenih zgrada.
Radio Beograd 2.
Ja imam plan da te uzmem i odvedem odavde. Ja imam plan da te uzmem i odvedem, jer ovde nema više ničeg za nas. Ovde nema više ničeg za nas. Ovde nema
Thank you. skitnice i fatalne žene.
Ovo džingl najavljuje onaj takozvani mitološki deo naše emisije, ali pre nego što pređemo na te sadržaje, da samo kažemo šta smo čuli u prethodnom segmentu. Domaći rok je bio na repertoaru emisije Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2, Biti pa TV, Butch Cassidy i Aha Hili su izveli svoje pesme i na taj način eto, prikazali šta se dešava zanimljivo na našoj rokerskoj sceni. A što se tiče ovog drugog, ovog što će sada da usledi, takozvanog tog mitskog ili mitološkog dela, ovog puta smo se koncentrisali na te takozvane name dropping songs. To su pesme u kojima izvođači spominju čitav niz raznoraznih imena i na taj način zapravo prozivajući te ljudi, odnosno spominjući njihova imena, na neki način definišu i sopstveni odnos prema umetnosti, životu i tako dalje. U tom smislu ćemo čuti Boba Dilana, njegove pesme su karakteristične po tom maniru, ali ovog puta smo odabrali njegovu pesmu koja se zove Tombstone Blues, koja dolazi sa albuma Highway 61 Revisited iz 1965. godine, verovatno jedne od dve, tri najbolje ploče koje su ikad snimljene u ovoj muzici. Bob Dylan tu u toj nekoj svojoj poetskoj salvi spominje raznorazne likove, počevši od Galilea Galilea preko Jacka Trboseka, Cecila B. DeMille, Beethovena i mnogih drugih. Čućete to i sami. Odmah posle njega na scenu stupa južnički rocker Charlie Terrell, koji je tamo negde 1995. godine snimio jedan jako zanimljiv album Angry Southern Gentleman. To je ploča manje poznata, ali koju vam ja toplo preporučujem, koja je na neki način najavila južnjački rock i ono što je eksplodiralo sa sastavom Drive-By Truckers. U pesmi Toy Store sa tog albuma Charlie Terrell spominje neke zaista fantastične pisce, vajare, slikare i mislim da na taj način i svoj odnos prema umetnosti definiše Jack Kerouac, Hemingway, Edgar Allan Poe, Rodin, Salvador Dali i tako dalje. Svi su oni protagonisti pesme Toy Story Charlie'a Terrella i ceo taj naredni segment ćemo završiti takođe u južnjačkom maniru. Sastav Drive-By Truckers će izdati svoju legendarnu kultnu pesmu The Three Great Alabama Icons sa albuma Southern Rock Opera iz 2001. godine. To je jedna od najvećih ploča snimljenih u ovom našem milenijumu, novom. Govori se o životu u Alabami, zapravo o tom nekom južnjačkom načinu življenja koji ne bi trebalo da bude toliko stran nama koji živimo u ovoj našoj maloj zemljici. Spominju se neki zaista vrlo važni protagonisti tog načina života tamo u Alabami. George Wallace, čuveni guverner Alabame, o kome možete i gledati gomilu filmova i pročitati mnogo knjiga, koji je ostao zapamćen ne po dobru, ali sastav Drive-By Truckers pronalazi neke razloge da je njega opravda. Zatim ćemo čuti, se tu spominje i Ronnie Van Zandt, Bear Bryant, legendarni rugby trener iz Alabama i tako dalje, takođe Neil Young i predsednik Kennedy. To su znači takozvane name dropping songs, to je na repertuaru. Ovo je Bob Dylan, Tombstone Blues.
But the town has no need to be nervous. The ghost of Bellstar, she hands down her wits to Jezebel and Nun, she violently knits a bald wig for Jack the Ripper, who sits at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. The hysterical bride in the penny arcade, screaming she moans, I've just been made. Then sends out for the doctor, who pulls down the shade and says, my advice is to not let the boys in. Medicine man comes and he shuffles inside. He walks with a swagger and he says to the bride, stop all this weeping, swallow your pride. You will not die, it's not poison. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. Baptist, after torturing a thief, looks up at his hero, the commander-in-chief, saying, tell me, great hero, but please make it brief. Is there a hole for me to get sick in? The commander-in-chief answers him while chasing a fly, saying, death to all those who would whimper and cry. And dropping a barbell, he points to the sky, saying, the sun's not yellow, it's chicken. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the Tombstone Blues. King of the Philistines, his soldiers to save, puts jawbones on their tombstones and flatters their graves, puts the Pied Pipers in prison and fattens the slaves, then sends them out to the jungle. Gypsy Davy with a blowtorch, he burns out their camps. With his faithful slave Pedro behind him, he tramps with a fantastic collection of stamps to win friends and influence his uncle. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in trouble with the Tombstone Blues.
tapestry of innocent flesh on the bone causes Galileo's math book to get thrown at Delilah, who's sitting worthlessly alone, but the tears on her cheeks are from laughter. I wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill. I would set him in chains at the top of the hill, then send out for some pillars and Cecil B. DeMille. He could die happily ever after. Mama's in a factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blues. Bedroll. Tuba players now rehearse around the flagpole, and the National Bank at a profit sells roadmaps for the soul to the old folks' home and the college. I wish I could write you a melody so plain that could hold you, dear lady, from going insane, that could ease you and cool you and cease the pain of your useless and pointless knowledge. Mama's in the factory, she ain't got no shoes. Daddy's in the alley, he's looking for food. I'm in the kitchen with the tombstone blue. All right.
Neonska duga.
On the day that I was born, I got into a fight. My mama called the doctor and my daddy got uptight. There I was already, so misunderstood. Oh, I crawled out of the window and I hit the road for good. Yeah, I must have crawled forever deep into the night, till I saw this building with artificial light. I went up to the entrance, threw a brick right through the door, and I walked in unencumbered to the toy store. I saw the shopping cart go flying, doing 90 down the aisle. Yeah, it was Cassidy pushing Kerouac in true Dean Moriarty style. Yes, Eve was playing with a slinky, and Cain and Abel had a fight. I saw Houdini playing Twister with Ayn Rand and Frank Lloyd Wright. Jack the Ripper was with a stripper, they were playing Operation. Yes, but Gandhi wasn't there yet. No, he was in some other incarnation. Yes, Rodin was in the Play-Doh, and Dali's ant farm was intact. Yes, and Vincent had the 64 Crayolas with a built-in sharpener on the back. Well, Hemingway had a pop gun over by the fishing pets. Yes, and Edgar Allan was in the corner with his creepy crawler set. I found Bukowski in a bathroom. He had a woman in the stall. Yeah, he was drunk on Mr. Bubble and writing fuck you on the wall. Yeah, Mussolini had the guns and the tanks and little plastic army men and all. Yes, but Hitler forgot about the army for his perfect Ken and Barbie doll.
Aristotle's with a model. They were sniffing airplane glue. Yes, and Galileo found a ladder and dropped basketballs on Tarzan's shoes. Charles Manson was just dancing while Jesus mopped the floor. Bob Dylan walked in with a tambourine and said, yes, I've had this dream before. Oh, about the toy store, yeah.
Radio Beograd 2.
Alabama back in the 1970s, when dinosaurs still roamed the earth. I'm speaking, of course, of the three great Alabama icons, George Wallace, Bear Bryant, and Ronnie Van Zant. Now, Ronnie Van Zant wasn't from Alabama, he was from Florida. He was a huge Neil Young fan. But in the tradition of Merle Haggard writing Noki from Muskogee to tell his dad's point of view about the hippies in Vietnam, Ronnie felt that the other side of the story should be told. Now, Neil Young always claimed that Sweet Home Alabama was one of his favorite songs, and legend has it he was an honorary pallbearer in Ronnie's funeral. Such is the duality of the Southern thing. Bear Bryant wore a cool-looking red checkered hat and won football games. And there's few things more loved in Alabama than football and the men who know how to win at it. So when the Bear would come to town, there would be a parade. And me, I was one of them pussy boys because I hated football. So I got a guitar, but a guitar is a poor substitute for a football with the girls in my high school. So my band hit the road. We didn't play no Skinnerd either. I came of age rebelling against the music in my high school parking lot. It wasn't until years later, after leaving the South for a while, that I came to appreciate and understand the whole Skinnerd thing and its misunderstood glory. I left the South and learned how different people's perceptions of the Southern thing was from what I'd seen in my life, which leads us to George Wallace. Now, Wallace was, for all practical purposes, the governor of Alabama from 1962 until 1986. Once, when a law prevented him from succeeding himself, he ran his wife, Lurleen, in his place, and she won by a landslide. He's most famous as the belligerent racist voice of the segregationist South, standing in the doorways of schools and waging a political war against the federal government that he decried as hypocritical. Wallace had started out as a lawyer and a judge with a very progressive and humanitarian track record for a man of his time. But he lost his first bid for governor in 1958 by hedging on the race issue against a man who spoke out against integration. Wallace ran again in 62 as a staunch segregationist and won big, and for the next decade spoke out loudly. He accused Kennedy and King of being communists. He was constantly on national news representing the good people of Alabama. And you know, know race was only an issue on TV in the house that I grew up in. Wallace was viewed as a man from another time and place. But when I first ventured out of the South, I was shocked at how strongly Wallace was associated with Alabama and its people. You know, racism is a worldwide problem, and it's been since the beginning of recorded history. And it ain't just white and black, but thanks to George Wallace, it's always a little more convenient to play it with a southern accent. And bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd attempt to show another side of the South, one that certainly exists, but few saw beyond the rebel flag. And this applies not only to their critics and detractors, but also from their fans and followers. So for a while, when Neil Young would come to town, he'd get death threats down in Alabama. Ironically, in 1971, after a particularly racially charged campaign, Wallace began backpedaling, and he opened up Alabama politics to minorities at a rate faster than most northern states or the federal government. Wallace spent the rest of his life trying to explain away his racist past. And in 1982, he won his last term in office with over 90% of the black vote. Such is the duality of the southern thing. And George Wallace died back in 98, and he's in hell now. Not because he's a racist. His track record as a judge and his late life quest for redemption make a good argument for his being at worst no worse than most white men of his generation, north or south. But because of his blind ambition and his hunger for votes, he turned a blind eye to the suffering of black America, and he became a pawn in the fight against the civil rights cause. Fortunately for him, the devil is also a southerner. So this song's gonna take place in hell, told from the devil's point of view, as he does what any good southerner would do when company's coming. He brewed up some good sweet tea, and he whoops up some southern hospitality for the arrival of the new guest.
Bila je velika južnička saga, ispričana mi je Patterson Hood, član i vođa sastava Drive By Truckersa, njihovog albuma Southern Rock Opera iz 2001. godine, pesma Three Great Alabama Icons, znači istorijske ličnosti dovedene u jednu nadrealnu situaciju koju samo rockeri mogu da osmisle. Eto, to je bio prosede ove pesme koje smo upravo sada čuli, baš kao i onih prethodnih koje su izvali Terrell i Bob Dylan. A ostalo nam je još malo vremena da čujemo nešto iz nove aktuelne produkcije i u tom smislu ćemo sada emitovati muziku sa novog albuma grupe White Denim, to su miljenici rock kritike u ovom trenutku. Njihov novi album se zove Stiff, sa koga ćemo čuti jednu pravu rock pesmu, dobru i čvrstu, koja se zove Real Deal Mama, a odmah potom sličan zvuk ovog puta od članova sastava Parket Courts, koji su nekad davno nastupali pod imenom Ferguson Geronimo, radi se o Teksašanima koji su se preselili u New York i sad sviraju neku vrstu Amerikana punka. Njihov novi album Human Performance i pesma Dust. Ovo su White Denim.
Smiling at the truck stop call, forget about
To je bilo to što smo pripremili za večeras. Neonska duga broj 13 na Radio Beogradu 2 se završava. Rada Ćorović kao organizator i Ivana Marković kao tonski realizator su pomogli u realizaciji ove emisije. Za sam kraj, prvi put u ovoj emisiji, a mislim i na opštine na talasima u našoj zemlji, sastav Lilian Sunrise iz Njorka, njihov album Music for Outcast i pesma Greyhound Torino. Laku noć, prijatno.
like an animal.